What is this turkey doing in that chair?
Last time I looked, it was watching Charlie's Angels.
That's not funny, Rerun.
Sorry, Raj. It's supposed to be in the refrigerator. Mrs. Hudson asked me to keep it for her because her refrigerator's broken.
Playing the good neighbor again, huh, Rerun?
Hey, Raj, I wouldn't have left it in the chair, but I had to run upstairs and feed Mrs. Sandler's tropical fish.
Tropical fish?
Yeah, Mr. Sandler says I have to feed them before 3 o'clock or they'll just help themselves.
Help themselves to what?
Each other.
That's sad the way fish eat each other, especially when there's only two of them and then the one who ate the other has no one to play with. Poor little guy.
If you're done feeling sorry for the fish, I have a test tomorrow, so can I have some peace and quiet?
Sure.
Thank you. What is this box doing here?
Oh, this belongs to Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence in 4A. They asked me if they could keep their silverware here while they were on vacation.
Yeah, that's my roommate, Mr. Nice Guy.
Right on.
Well, I'm gonna get some rest. I'm beat. Get a few minutes rest before I start studying.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I think you should have told him, Rerun.
I will, Dwayne. Rerun! Raj, there's a dog in your bed.
I know that. Why?
Because Rerun's bed was too messy for him.
Dwayne, as my friend, would you do me a favor?
Oh, sure, Raj. All
right, go over to the door and open it.
Aye.
All right, step outside. Close it.
Now what?
Go home.
But, Raj, I invited Dwayne to dinner tonight.
Hey, he'll be back. Now, Rerun, we have got to have a little talk.
Later, Raj. I promise Mr. Winters I walk his dog.
Hey, the dog can wait.
I hope so.
Rerun, this good neighbor policy of yours has got to stop. I don't want to share my apartment with turkeys and dogs and someone's junk in my closet.
Okay, Raj, I'll be more careful.
Thank you.
I get it.
Hi, my name is Earl Burnett Jr. My family just moved into the apartment upstairs.
Oh, nice to meet you, Earl. What can I do for you?
Rerun.
Raj. We need to borrow a vacuum cleaner. My dad sent me because he says grown-ups will lend anything to a cute 9-year-old kid.
Rerun, get rid of him.
One second, Earl. Raj, why can't he borrow the vacuum?
Because the vacuum is only the beginning.
What do you mean?
Rerun, what Raj is trying to say is, once he lets use the vacuum, next thing, I want to borrow everything in your house. Except your turkey.
Look,
Why didn't you get a puppy like everyone else? good turkey. Good bird.
All right, but look, I'm gonna lend you the vacuum, but I want you to bring it back the second you finish with it.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, Raj. I'll help you with the vacuum cleaner.
Rerun, is he always so grouchy?
No, man, not always.
Probably a bad diet and lack of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fix him a health salad and run him around the block a few times. Come on.
See you later, man. You know, Raj, I think I'm gonna like that kid. Cool it!
Ooh, that chicken's lucky he ain't alive, because the way Rerun hit, he's dropping five. Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm just following this recipe, Raj. It says to bruise one chicken.
Give me that. That's braise. Not bruise.
Uh-oh. You should see what he did to the broccoli. How do you do?
Hi.
I'm Earl Barnett Sr. My son, Earl Barnett Jr., borrowed your vacuum cleaner.
Oh, right. How you doing? Roger Thomas.
Hi. Nice to see you.
Nice meeting you. This is my friend, Dwayne.
Hello.
How you doing?
And that's my roommate, Rerun.
Oh, hi.
Rerun, that's a nickname, right?
Right, but my real name...
Do not need it. Besides, a nickname tells you so much more about a person. It's better than a real name. For instance, Rerun tells me about you.
Yeah, what?
Nothing much. I have to work on a better name for you there, Cherry Top.
Do you have a nickname?
Sure do. They call me Big Earl, and my son is Little Earl. How about you, Slim?
Raj.
Perfect. How about you, Junior? Got a nickname?
Uh-uh.
I love it. Hey, thanks for the use of the vacuum.
Oh, hey, you're welcome. I'll just take this with
you.
Yeah,
I think you better have it checked out. You might have a bad switch there. That's a shame. They don't make anything the way they used to, you know?
Okay, well, I'm just gonna... Thank you very much. I'll just take it...
No. Now, when I borrow something from a neighbor, I like to put it back right where I found it.
Okay.
Where's it go, headlamps?
Look, I don't... If you don't mind, I'll just take care of this. Now, I don't mean to be rude, but I got a lot of studying to do.
I understand, and thank you.
Okay.
See you later there, short stack. Take it easy.
Just drop by any time, neighbor, okay?
Rerun! What's this?
This is very interesting. Cameras, tape recorders. You fellas doing your Christmas shopping early this year?
Hey, Rob, that's a great idea, man. I said I'm gonna do my Christmas shopping early, too.
Dwayne.
See, because if you wait till the last moment, man, all the stores are crowded, people pushing and shoving you. But I do love the Christmas carols. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy... Some Christmas spirit.
I thought you said there was silverware in that box.
That's what Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence told me.
Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence? The sticker on the back here says Tony's Camera Supply.
No. That stuff belongs to our neighbors.
All right, and they're away, and you're just watching it for them.
Right. Do you know the Lawrences?
No, I know the story.
Wait, you're not accusing us
I'm not accusing anyone. Just relax, Capone.
Mr. Barnett.
If I could use your phone, maybe I could clear this up, huh?
Mr. Barnett, with all due respect, this really isn't any of your business. The phone is right over here, Detective Barnett.
Thank you, speed reader.
Raj? Raj! Raj! Detective? got a cop living in the building. There goes the neighborhood.
Oh, Blondie. Big Earl. Listen, let me talk to Tiny up in R&I, will you? Tiny. Big. Tony's Camera Supply. You got anything on a recent burglary?
Burglary!
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 Burglary.
Isn't that funny? He thinks that stuff is stolen and you and I did.
Oh, yeah? Funniest thing I heard in my life. Yeah.
Tony's Camera Supply was knocked over and they ripped off some cameras and tape recorders.
I'm going home now.
Hold it, hold it. I think we all better go down to the station.
The station? Wait a minute. Now, not only are we innocent, but I do know my rights. How about no search warrant?
How about stolen property all in this box? How about all this evidence here?
Detective Arnett, we are innocent and we're not going anywhere.
That's right.
All right?
Now,
nothing is going to make us go through that door.
Nothing.
All right? Our shoes are nailed to the floor.
They nailed. Nailed.
Fellas, I have a service revolver, I have handcuffs, and I have the phone number of the SWAT team.
So we'll go barefoot.
Hey, why?
In here. Right over there, fellas.
Hey, look, now, Detective Arnett, you're making a mistake. Now, Dwayne and I are students, and Rerun is a page at ABC.
Right.
I was a big brother.
And I have a paper route.
I was a Cub Scout.
And I was a Boy Scout.
I got straight A's in high school and was offered a scholarship to college.
And I never touched a girl on the first date.
Just park it right over there, will you, Larry, Moe, and Curly? Hey, Shopping Bag Mary, back again, huh?
Hi, Detective Barnett.
What is it this time? You and Charlie have another fight? Or did they catch you walking your dog without a leash?
I don't have no dog.
I know. They got you for stealing your neighbor's newspapers, right? Look, Mary, we got better things to do around here.
Yeah,
why don't you go home and try and behave yourself, okay? You're a nice lady.
Well, yeah, but what about
I'll tell the captain that you and I go back a long way. Go on.
Oh, you're a good guy.
Yeah, okay, Mary, go on.
Hey, guys, good luck. Yeah.
Hey, Tex, what did you get it for?
Pickpocketing.
Mary! Mary!
Don't worry, guys. We're innocent. As soon as Mr. Barnett reaches our landlady, he'll know we're telling the truth.
Oh, guys, I got here just as soon as I could. What'd they get you for? Because I know you're innocent, but why did you do it?
Did you tell Mama?
Oh, no way, because it looks like you're in enough trouble already. Hey, but don't worry, Shirley's here. And you know I'm going to take care of you guys. So, what did he get you for?
Burglary, breaking and entering, and receiving stolen property. You with them?
No, I never seen these guys before.
Look, I did some checking. Your stories jive. You're clean. You are a page at ABC, and you two guys are students. Although Babyface here is flunking history. Homework.
Hey, that's it. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
No hard feelings. Oh. We're free as a bird.
Hey. Hold it, Feathers. I also talked to your landlady. She never heard of anybody named Lawrence.
What?
And 4A, the apartment where you said they lived, hasn't been rented in 6 months.
That's impossible.
You guys got big trouble.
Hey, I want to talk to you. Come on over here. Come here. Right here. Come on.
You talking to me?
I'm not talking to the water cooler. Now, look, buddy. See, now, those guys are my friends, and I don't like the way you've been treating them.
Do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Did you hear him? Do you know who I am? No, that's not the question. The question is, do you know who I am? Hey. Now, I'm going to give it to you straight. Now, I didn't want to, you know, pull in a rank on you, but this little silly thing is going far enough. Now, you either let my friends go, or I'm going to speak about this to one of my personal friends, Mayor Tom Bradley.
You know Mayor Bradley?
Oh, sure. I mean, he came by Rob's place, and I fixed him a couple of cups of coffee, and we just sit and had a nice, long chat. Mm-hmm. We just like that.
Call Mayor Bradley.
Mayor Bradley!
Hello? Anybody home? I'm coming. Nobody's home. What do you want?
I want to know why you opened the door to just anyone.
Is this going to be a lecture from a midget?
First of all, I'm not a midget. And second of all, you're old enough to know that you shouldn't open the door to strangers.
You know, I used to be obnoxious like you.
I know. I can tell. I'm Earl Barnett Jr. My family just moved into the apartment upstairs. You aren't married to that cranky one with glasses, are you?
No, I'm his sister, Dee. You want to come in?
I am in. Supposing I was a crazy maniac killer on the loose.
I'd step on you and call a cop.
That's not hard to do. My father is a cop.
You got fuzz for a father?
Yeah. Dee, did you know that my dad took your brothers and his friends in for suspicion of burglary?
Suspicion of burglary? What are you talking about? You got the wrong people.
Is your brother named Raj? And his friends Rerun and Uh-uh?
Yeah, but my brother never broke a law in his life.
Yeah, I figured this for a frame-up. See, some people named Lawrence got some silverware here, but it turned out to be stolen cameras and tape recorders. This is probably one of them.
No, this is my brother's. He uses it to study. He's had it for years.
Not this one. It's brand new. It still has a price tag on it. Look.
Earl, you're right. Sounds like my brother's in trouble. We gotta do something.
You know, you're a spunky little chip. I like you.
Thanks.
And I might add, for an older woman, you're very cute. I mean, you're no beauty. But for now...
Cute.
Yeah.
Listen, kid.
I love the way you call me kid. Just like Humphrey Bogart talked to Ingrid Bergman in Casablanca.
What are you talking about?
Oh, that was in the olden days. My dad said they were the best.
Kid?
Yeah, baby?
Earl, stop it. My brother is in trouble.
Ask who it is first.
Who is it?
Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence, we've come for our silverware.
Just a minute.
It's them. It's them. What are we gonna do?
Calm down. Just calm down. Wait, I have an idea.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay.
Oh, hello. My, what a darling, darling children. And who are you?
I'm Roger's darling sister, Dee, and this is my darling friend, Earl.
We'll get our silverware and we'll be on our way.
It's not here.
Where is it?
Rerun had me put it in a safe place, so I'll go get it and I'll be right back. Amuse the kid.
So, Mr. and Mrs. Lawrence, how do you like living in the building?
Oh, we love it.
That's nice. That silverware must be very expensive for you to be so worried about it.
Well, it was a wedding gift.
Oh. Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom.
I don't like it, Helen. There's something fishy going on here.
Relax, Raymond. We've got something good going, so let's not lose our heads. As soon as that kid gets back, we'll just grab the stuff and fence it.
You're right. I know where we could get a good price for those cameras.
That must be the kid now.
We already gave.
Damn, Mr. Lawrence. Mr. Lawrence, I'm Detective Earl Barnett.
Nice to meet you, officer. We were just leaving. Our daughter is getting married in Brazil.
Sit down, Jose. I think we want to have a little talk about some stolen merchandise.
Look, officer, there must be some mistake here. I mean, the only reason we're here is because we found these two lost children wandering around the streets when we brought them back home.
Dee, how could you get lost? You've lived in this neighborhood all your life.
Dwayne.
Well, we'll just be running along now.
No, no, wait a minute. You're the ones who asked me to keep stolen property.
Look, officer, you have no evidence. There's nothing to hold us on. It's our word against theirs.
I'm sorry, kids. I have to let them go. I can't hold them.
Now, if you'll just excuse us.
Wait, Papa. Dee and I hid this tape recorder under the pillow.
Hold it.
I recorded them saying they had a good thing going and they're going to fence the stuff and get a good price for those cameras.
You see? It's all your fault, Big Mouth.
Oh, yeah? You're the one who wanted to pull one last job.
Oh, yeah? It was your idea to leave the stuff here with them.
Okay, let's go. Good job, little Earl. See you later, fun face. Cherry top. Nice work there,
Dee, Sherlock.
You got it.
Hey, you two, that was all right. I mean, you got him to admit everything into the tape recorder. I mean, you two are pretty smart.
Wasn't me, it was my lady. She's smarter than you think.
What?
There was no tape in the tape recorder.
Isn't she something?
Well, Raj, isn't there something you have to say to little Earl?
Yeah. Little Earl, I must admit, you're a good little neighbor. Thank you, pal. And thank you, sis.
Please, Roger, Dee and I don't need thanks. A man and his dame do what they got to do. And that's thanks enough for me.
For me, a dollar should cover it.
To mention it, I could use some hard cash.
All right.
Wow, I'm having nightmares about Big Earl busting us last night.
Is that why you kept rolling over and frisking yourself? Hey, you better learn your lesson, Rerun. No more fish feeding, no more dog walking, and most of all, nobody leaves anything in this apartment.
No problem, Raj. No more Mr. Nice Guy. How's it going?
How you doing, Roundhouse? Say, fellas, I have to go cross town on police business. Could you mugs watch Little Earl for me?
Gee, I wish we could,
sure
but...
thing, Detective Barnett.
Well, thank you, Focal Face. I'll be back in a little bit. Now, you behave yourself, Earl.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Come here. What can I get you, Earl?
How about one root beer and put a head on it?
Right on. Hey, little Earl, since I have a little time for my studying, how about a game of backgammon?
Sure, but first, how about your sister's phone number? That chick drives me wild. Tell me, what is she like? Big cars?
Earl.
Jewelry?
Earl.
Birds?
Earl.
M&Ms?
Earl, let's play backgammon.
There you go, Earl.
Thank you, Magic Mountain.